Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to Ball Don't Lie right here on 104.9 The Horn. New theme Thursday edition of Ball Don't Lie. And the new theme of the day, songs associated with the sweetness, because we are in the midst of the Sweet 16 round of games. Matter of fact, they've already started right now. You got K-State, 3-seed. Up 30-26 on 7-seed Michigan State. So we're talking a lot about the tournament, of course, and we'll get back to some Texas Xavier conversation tomorrow. We'll be breaking down that matchup, of course, because as a matter of fact, we'll be on the road tomorrow too. We'll be at Golffinity. For those who don't know, we'll be at Golffinity tomorrow throughout the entire show. Yeah, so come on out there and join us. Hard, just his stomping ground. You were big Golffinity. Even before we had our first remote out there, yeah. You were talking up Golffinity and how great it was. And I went out there, and I got to tell you, I don't play a lot of golf, but I would hang out at Golffinity anytime.
It's a party.
Any day. Yeah, yeah. You ain't got to like golf to go hang out at golf. And you ain't got to love golf to have a good time at Golffinity.
Exactly.
It is a fantastic spot. So we'll be out there tomorrow. If you're in the neighborhood, come on out there to Golffinity. It is off North 620. So come that's on right. out there and hang out with us. It'll be a great time, and that's always a great spot for all you golf friends out there. If you've not been to Golffinity, you got to put it up high on your to-do list. Go to hornfm.com for more details about that. Also, got to remind the folks out there, since we're talking about the tournament, you can win tickets to the men's tournament in H-Town or the women's tournament in Dallas, courtesy of our good friends at Syntex Tickets. You can register now to win a pair of tickets for the women's basketball tournament for the big game at American Airlines Center in Dallas. That'll be March 31st. Or you win a pair of tickets for the men's basketball tournament for the big game at NRG Stadium in Houston. That'll be April 1st, courtesy of our good friends at Syntex Tickets. Go to hornfm.com to find out more. Tickets do not include travel or lodging, so you gotta pay for that for yourself. But they will hook you up at Syntex Tickets if you are the lucky winner. And you must be 18 or older to enter and win.
And since we're talking about the tournament and you got a chance to win tickets, you also still have a chance to win that 55-inch TV at the All-Stat Bracket Challenge over there at hornfm.com. I know everybody's bracket is busted, but Texas is still in it, so let's keep enjoying it. And you still have a chance because, of course, brackets are busted. Go to hornfm.com, and you may think you're way out of it and probably hadn't even checked it in a while, but make sure that you check it out at hornfm.com.
As my man Chan must have been there, he said right turn on Bush Chicken.
Right, right, it's right behind Bush's
Chicken.
Bush Chicken
right
there.
Right. Shout out to my man Chan, hooking it up all
the
time.
He knows the spot.
We appreciate that.
He probably went in there and hit a couple.
And female listener number one said, remote down the street for me tomorrow. Woohoo! Hey,
come on
out.
Through.
Come on out. We'd appreciate any time to go hang out with some of the loyal members of the Ball Don't Lie fam. We appreciate
and they got a
y'all.
Bunch of big screens over there, too.
Yeah,
so
sure.
You'll
you just
kind of
didn't watch. Yeah, just watch tournament action.
Yep.
And yeah, if you want to, you can hit some golf balls.
That's right.
Hang out there. If not, they got a good
I will have my clubs with me.
Yeah, Harge brings his clubs out there. They got a little range there, so yep. They got lots of kind of stuff you can do. I actually stay on the putting green. That's my
that's
as far
that's
as
your
I go.
Area.
The putting green.
I
that's,
like it.
That's my stuff right there. Otherwise,
I like it.
I'm out of my element. Let's be real about it. Tiger Hood, y'all.
Tiger Hood, y'all.
Let's get to Lamar Jackson and the latest update. So we told you right before we went to break that it has been reported by multiple outlets now who cover the NFL, but Adam Schefter, I believe, was the first, that the representative who reached out, or at least this is what's believed, they allegedly, I guess I throw out there because I think this is being disputed,
mm-hmm.
but allegedly the representative who reached out to NFL teams on behalf of Lamar Jackson, allegedly the NFLPA has identified this person, they believe, to be Ken Francis, all right? Now, the reason that this is a controversial maneuver or a story, maneuver by Lamar Jackson's camp, is because he is not a certified agent. If it was indeed this guy, if it was indeed Ken Francis, he's not a certified agent with the Players Union. And to contact teams on behalf of players, I'll just read the memo that was distributed. Here it is, quote, "As an uncertified person, Mr. Francis is prohibited from negotiating offer sheets or player contracts or discussing potential trades on behalf of any NFL player or prospective player or assisting in or advising with respect to such negotiations," end quote. So they said Ken Francis violated the CBA, or at least he and Lamar Jackson did, by having this guy, Ken Francis, reach out to teams on behalf of Lamar Jackson to try to gauge interest. Well, this ESPN article, quoting Ken Francis, told ESPN's Jeremy Fowler that he has not contacted teams on behalf of Lamar Jackson. So Ken Francis, the guy who was identified by the Players Association as kinfolk who reached out to teams on behalf of Lamar Jackson, and he was an uncertified representative on behalf of Lamar Jackson, he's claiming, "I did not reach out to NFL teams on his behalf. That wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Don't call me Francis."
It wasn't me. It wasn't me. He said it wasn't me.
Wasn't me,
and, basically, Francis went on to say, "I don't speak for Lamar."
That's right.
Not only did he say it wasn't me, I don't speak for Lamar. Wasn't me, and I don't speak for Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson went on Twitter and also denied these allegations, saying that Francis has been contacting teams on his behalf. He denied that and saying, quote, "Stop lying. That man never tried to negotiate for me," end quote.
There it is.
Okay.
They just trying to, hey, This is conspiracy to a whole nother level now.
Okay, so who is the person that contacted NFL teams on Lamar Jackson's behalf? Are we back to Patrick's theory? Patrick, would you inform the people of your conspiracy theory, which now makes as much sense as any of these damn things?
So the theory would be that Lamar Jackson was contacting teams but did not want to just call up people and be like, "Hey, it's Lamar Jackson. I'm looking to get out of Baltimore. What are y'all up to? Y'all hanging out? Mind if I come over and chill?"
Yeah.
Like, you didn't want to do that, so he had to call up, and he had to have, like, so he faked a voice, because I've worked with people in music who, in booking their own bands and artists, they don't want to say, like, "Hey, I'm the guy," because if they have to make a negotiation.
You don't seem, like, big time enough if you're booking your own gig.
So they fake a fake,
I got
a
an
fake
assistant,
person.
My agent.
Yeah. And then, like, "Hey, I'm the manager for this band," and then there isn't a person.
It makes sense, though.
It's Jamar Laxon that called in, dog. That's who it was.
Hold on. So, Patrick, if your theory is right, then he used the Ken Francis name.
That he
used the name. It wasn't Ken Francis, but he used the name.
Like, he would have been like, "Hey, just to let you know, those rumors about Lamar Jackson are not true. He didn't want that." And they go, "Who is this?" "Ken Francis."
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, because where'd they get the Ken Francis name? But they had to get it from the person. Well, how else would they get? Yeah. How'd they randomly get Ken Francis out of all the people he could have been?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Did he do it on Ken Francis's phone? And then they traced the phone number.
Yeah.
And they found out, they were like, "No, this phone is owned by Ken Francis." So he did it on a business phone.
That's actually a great theory. That makes a lot of sense, too. Because the NFL does have, every team has their own security, like, force. These are basically the ex-FBI agents, ex-police, ex-detectives.
"I need you on that line to find out who that was that called."
No, they do. They actually,
caller ID, too.
Yeah, and actually, they're really busy this time of year because they're researching draft picks.
Yep.
They do background checks on all the draft picks, and then they send these guys out to go find the real dirt on the guy they're going to draft.
If that is his business partner, they're blowing up their own product that is coming out this summer. So if that's his business partner, then maybe his phone number, they're on the same business phone,
That makes more sense than
tracks back to that.
That makes more sense than him dropping the name.
But then what's more awkward is, then he didn't even say a name, and he just called up teams and was like, "Lamar Jackson doesn't want that contract. That's a lie spread by the Ravens." And they said, "Who is this?" And he goes, "Never mind, I gotta go."
Yeah, you wonder how long it lasted, what was said now. Yeah. I'm with you. This is crazy. So basically they're saying whoever this guy is, Ken Francis, he's saying it was not him. I believe that Lamar Jackson is somehow involved. I don't think somebody went rogue in his camp, right? So Lamar Jackson knew.
Well, there's a lot of people that are out there pranking too.
How did he get that number for NFL execs?
Come on, man. You know that people can find some different ways to get a number. Yeah, all you got to do is pay a fee for
that's a good point.
People's phone numbers.
Okay, so now we're in the prank theory?
Yeah,
we're like, a prank?
Hey, what's up?
I'm going to go with they found the number by the phone, and it was somebody in Lamar Jackson's camp still that has that, like, that also is working on his other project.
But it's under the Francis name.
But the phone line is under the Francis name.
It's a business phone.
Yeah. So they traced the number to the business line, and then whoever it was just didn't say who
it
was.
That makes more sense.
That's the most likely. I'm still hoping.
If it's not a prank, like Carr said.
I am still hoping that it is Lamar Jackson pretending to a voice.
Yeah. I wish it was.
That's great.
Texas bend over negotiating for Lamar Jackson. You know, this is great. The NFL stories are just, they've been gifted.
What did you say earlier, though? This is the goofy time that people are really going through the silly season right now. Anything is possible.
You're right. And
anything is possible.
And one of the very strange, bizarre subplots to this whole thing, like this isn't bizarre enough, is that there's a fitness device that my man Patrick found out about. It. Now it's everywhere. This fitness device.
Now Lamar Jackson tweeted out.
Yes, because Tom Pelissero has tweeted. He has retweeted. Lamar Jackson tweeted out too. So he's basically, Lamar Jackson's tweet as of 31 minutes ago says, "My business partner Ken and I will be dropping the at the entire gym this summer." Rocket emoji, rocket emoji, rocket emoji, heart emoji. Hashtag stay tuned. Hashtag truths. T-R-U-Z-Z-Z. I don't know. I'm not young and cool enough. So, someone says it reminds me of Manti Te'o. Yeah, there's some elements to it. Very much some elements to that. Like, who called who? And who, in my opinion, what did Lamar Jackson know and when did he know it? And how much did he know?
You know what the really fun part about this is that we know the Ravens colluded. Like, we know they went out and called everybody and did this. And now they have to be sitting there like, what is happening? Wait, I thought we had the upper hand in this. We know what's happening. Now we got no clue what is happening.
I mean, think about how bizarre it's getting, though, guys. This is, and the Ravens, whatever they've done in this kind of public relations standoff with Lamar Jackson, they've won in kind of the court of public opinion because people are turning against Lamar Jackson in this thing. I think most people I talk to about it, they're kind of anti-Lamar Jackson in this whole situation. Lamar Jackson is so desperate now that these members of his team are going rogue, or Patrick's fake voice theory, like he's either that desperate, and there's a report he's going to have an interview with himself, yep, that he has hired a production company to produce the interview that he is going to interview himself about the current state of his status as a
Really
franchise
easy to do,
tag player.
It's really easy to do an interview with yourself because you just do two cuts.
Yep.
But if you want to do it special, you've got to get a stand-in who sits in the other chair so you get the shot of the back of the head.
Yeah.
You got to get that
shot.
That's
why he's having a production company.
You can do that. Yeah,
He's got enough money. He can have a production company.
Enough yet.
Yeah. And you know what I like about this, though, if he does the interview with himself, because it shows how desperate he is, it's definitely not going to work. But he does have a good sense of humor.
Yes.
He has a sense of humor. And even now in this very stressful time period, this kind of crisis he's going through, he's tweeting out jokes.
He's tweeting
out jokes. What was the jokes that he tweeted out?
He was talking. He's got the Ben Affleck
Smoking meme.
Cigarette
with him smoking a cigarette outside.
He said it's not okay. It's okay to be not okay.
So he's got a decent sense of humor here. Yeah. And there are now people that believe that we're all fools here, that we've all been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, because this is all some public relations stunt so that he could publicize and promote the entire gym.
Right.
Which is, obviously, he's got a partnership in this entire gym, and him and Ken Francis, and now we know what the entire gym is, and everybody all over the country, every sports radio show all over the country, they're saying the entire gym, and people listening are going, what the hell is the entire gym? And they're Googling the entire gym.
Absolutely.
And they're looking up the entire gym on their Twitter. And that was the whole point of all this, not to actually get clarity on Lamar Jackson's status.
Exactly. It's all a game, man.
And you know what? I'm here for it.
I know. This is great.
This is great. This is great.
This is great. This is like Uncle Dennis with Kawhi Leonard.
Exactly.
Oh!
Yes.
Great compare. I forgot about Uncle Dennis.
But that's actually a real Uncle Dennis.
There is, but we didn't see him. This is behind the scenes. We just heard Uncle Dennis didn't like this, and Uncle Dennis don't like that.
It's true.
And then all of a sudden, you're like, it was Kawhi the whole time.
Uncle Dennis is like, I don't know what's going on. What y'all talking about?
Yeah, I don't have anybody's phone numbers.
Oh, man.
Hey, somebody said it's probably Harge and RT's voice.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, that would work.
It definitely would.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good voice in negotiation.
I'm over here negotiating for myself, too. Yeah. He's over here negotiating for himself.
It kind of sounds like Christian Bale's Batman voice.
That's a good voice in negotiation until it goes into hour two. You're over there.
We make a lozenge break.
You got to start smoking some menthols in mid-negotiation, man, to keep that voice going. But there you go. That's the latest update, y'all. Lamar Jackson sweepstakes.
I love it.
This thing is becoming more bizarre by the day, and he's going to end up being right back with the Ravens. And when it's all said and
now,
done,
now is there any shot that Aaron Rodgers gets annoyed by all this and does something crazy in the next few days to make it back to about the fact that he hasn't been traded yet?
Right.
Yeah, we got crickets on that front.
We
right
got
now.
Crickets. I feel like Aaron Rodgers might want to get back in the news with all this.
You're right. Yeah. He might go to a darkness retreat or you know what? No. He actually. When is the psychedelic convention? He's going to speak at the psychedelic convention coming up.
That's Remember? Right. He's got that. He knows what he's
saying. He knows what he's doing. He's like, nah, I know
he's
what I'm doing.
He's got plenty time.
I got something coming up for y'all.
He's got plenty
he's got a special guest, Ken Francis, is coming up there.
That will blow everybody's mind. You want to blow up the Twitterverse? You bring Ken Francis to the psychedelic convention where Aaron Rodgers is speaking. That's a great point there, Patrick. Also, since we're kind of talking about that, I did read that there is right now a stall in the negotiations for Aaron Rodgers to the Jets because the Green Bay Packers, they want a first.
Yeah.
And the Jets, they only are willing to give up, I don't know, a third, fourth, something like that. They want to give up a mid-round pick, and the Packers want a first-round pick, and right now they're at a stalemate.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rumor that I heard about that was when Aaron Rodgers basically threw the Packers under the bus. They were like, oh, we want to do business, but if you want to make us the bad guys, we'll be the bad guys.
Yep.
Oh, and in the Pat McAfee interview?
Yeah, and that he was like, I wanted to stay, but they didn't want me anymore.
He did frame it like that. He was like, I have every intention on being a New York Jet, and the only thing holding things up are the compensation.
Well, and he framed it as, I went into the offseason thinking I could be back, and then the Packers, I went away for a week, and the Packers said, they came back and said they didn't want me anymore, and they wanted me gone. I was going to retire a Packer, but they wanted me gone. And he framed it that way that a lot of people are like, yeah, the Packers did not take kindly to the fact that he threw them completely under the bus.
Something's going on because after that interview, everything was like moving at warp speed to get Aaron Rodgers to the Jets, and all of a sudden it just stopped.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's a nice theory to throw out there. So we don't know what's happening, and I've been saying it forever. The Jets, Jets, they should be looking at Lamar Jackson as the contingency plan.
They should have been looking at him from the very beginning.
Yeah, it should have been the first plan.
That should have been the first plan because you're going to get one guy who you think can take you to the championship. You do know that you are playing in the AFC. You still have to run through Kansas City.
Cincinnati.
You still got to be Buffalo. Miami's getting better.
Yep.
So for you, this has got to be a long-term decision. More than just that 1 year, maybe 2 years that you're gonna have with Aaron Rodgers. I get it. He makes you think because he's an MVP. But go look at your MVP the last couple times and what he's been able to do and what he hadn't been able to do. He hadn't got the Green Bay Packers because remember they were 13-3, and they got knocked out.
Yeah,
and still got knocked out, and you had home field advantage. So let's not put Aaron Rodgers in the greatest. If you were telling me that you were going after Tom Brady, I might be able to get with you on that. Just because Aaron Rodgers goes there and you got all these weapons, he may not know how to function with weapons.
Great point. They already signed Alan Lazard.
Exactly.
I signed one of his weapons over
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
So, and they traded for that. Remember, they traded Elijah Moore and a third-round pick for a second-round pick from the Browns. So they're trying. Maybe, and some people thought that might have been them stockpiling draft capital so they could make the Aaron Rodgers trade. But nobody knows at this point. Also, throwing this out there, Cowboys running back, this is from Adam Schefter, by the way, Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has narrowed down his options about where he's going to play. I thought he would be a late pickup, off-season pickup, or even into the season pickup. Nope, looks like teams are really interested in Zeke. Says right now, Eagles, Jets, and Bengals. And said he would like to make his decision about where to sign by the end of the week,
says
sources. So there you go.
Yeah, I knew somebody was going to get him just because that now you got a motivated running back. You have a guy that you don't have to give him a big contract either. You see what the market is. You could say, I'll sign you for $4 million, $5 million, whatever the veteran minimum is. You can go out there, and if you go out there and put up bigger numbers, we can give you incentive-based contracts.
That's true.
There's so many different things that he could work through. I just don't want to see him in an Eagles uniform. I do not want that smoke.
I don't think the Eagles are going to sign him. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Honestly, Cincinnati makes more sense than the Eagles.
I like Cincinnati. That's fine.
They got Samaje Perine just left.
He left. So makes, now you got an opportunity to go and get somebody.
Yeah, 1-2 punch with Joe Mixon. The Eagles don't make a lot of sense to me, just because I think the Eagles end up they're gonna draft the running back. Yeah. And I don't know if they're gonna draft Bijan. They could, but they'll draft the running back. They did have Bijan on a visit actually earlier this week.
Yeah, they did.
So that could
happen. I didn't want to talk about it.
I hope for Cowboys fans' sake that does not happen. But the Eagles are so much about value. I don't see them bringing in Zeke to me. And it's, I mean,
unless he's gonna take a pay cut.
Yeah, but I still don't think Zeke, even – I know he has a role. I know he can situationally help you out. But even with the pay cut, I think for some teams, not all teams, he's a roster spot issue because you can upgrade there potentially.
No doubt.
You're just a better player overall. So that, the cost, in addition to the opportunity cost, right, that if he's on your roster, you miss a chance to have an actual upgrade at that position. That would be my biggest issue with Zeke, not the price tag anymore. But that's the latest on Zeke. Zeke is going to get it home a lot quicker than I would have thought. Looks like that's going to happen at least before the draft, potentially. Some team is going to snatch up Ezekiel Elliott. All right, there are a couple of NBA stories that we have not gotten a chance to hit that we want to hit again. So we'll talk about the Mavs. They lost, but it was in a controversial play in the third quarter, actually. It wasn't the play that cost them the game, but a controversial play that has really kind of taken over the headlines for the Mavs. So we'll get into that because Mark Cuban is going to, I think, file a grievance, I believe, about the officiating in that game. So we'll talk about that. Rockets lose and Ja returns, so we'll get into that. And the Spurs losing to the Bucks. So we'll talk some NBA on the other side right here on Ball Don't Lie, 104.9 The Horn.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis and down in New Orleans, all the cats gonna dance with Sweet Little 16, Sweet Little 16.
Welcome back to Ball Don't Lie right here on 104.9 The Horn. How sweet it is, actually. Sweet is the theme for New Theme Thursday because getting ready for the round of Sweet 16 games. My man Patrick has decided he wants to make sure that you're in the sweet state of mind. So all of the songs today associated with the sweetness getting ready for the Sweet 16. You can be a part of the show. Specs Text Line is the best place to do it. 512-337-3776. You also can hit us up via Twitter. Harge is at Hard Hards in the Twitterverse. Patrick Davis said it's Patrick Davis in the Twitterverse. Obviously, tomorrow we'll be talking a ton of Texas Xavier. Probably the whole damn show will be mostly devoted to breaking down Texas Xavier. But let's get to some NBA news notes and nuggets here. San Antonio. Well, let's start with them and the Rockets, and then we'll work our way to the Mavs. We started with the Mavs last time and took up the whole segment, and we never got to the Rockets and the Spurs. And the Rockets and Spurs don't deserve that much time, so we can spend a couple of minutes talking about Spurs, and we do have a Spurs fan here, my man Patrick. Lost to the Milwaukee Bucks, 130-94. I did see a little note, Patrick, that the Spurs starting lineup last night might have been the youngest starting lineup potentially in the history of the NBA.
Yeah, I mean,
they had three 19-year-olds in the lineup and one 20-year-old in the starting lineup.
We're in the let's give them experience part of the season. Now, the good news is we've gotten now to, I think there's 8 games left for the Spurs, and the Hornets are pretty much, I think they have 4 games on the fourth spot. So you're getting pretty safe if that you would have to win out and the Hornets have to tank out for you to lose that bottom three spot.
Yep.
taking Thomas Spurs, I'm saying top three spot. But so you're getting
in the you're point. Taking, man. You're taking. You got the right mindset.
Yeah. So it's they're going to be in that fun part now where you can kind of do a little bit more of what you want to do in these last four games and not be worried about the tank at all. But I think Pop is also just like, hey, look, we got a lot of young guys. We want to see what we have in some of these guys to see, you know, when our offseason plans, who do we want to keep? Especially if you don't get that number one pick and you get number two even, you're getting another guard. Yep. And then it's like, all right, what guards are we keeping? Who are we paying? Who do we let go? Who do we try and trade? Though all of those decisions. So you may be even putting on tape, hey, man, let's go see if we can get this guy a 40-point game or a 30-point game and maybe get a second rounder for him or get a, you know, get something out of him.
That's a good point. Yeah, man, that's going to be wild to see who actually gets that number one overall pick in the NBA. Because that city's going to be celebrating like they won a championship. Because when Minyama is that type of prospect.
It's LeBron James. It was probably the last one that was that. Tim Duncan before that.
It's like if you just keep this guy on your roster, it's going to be hard for you not to at least contend and play for a title.
Yeah.
Like, screw it up somehow.
By the way, Spurs fans, May 16th, Tuesday, May 16th, that is the date you are focused on now. Because that is the NBA draft lottery.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, no, H-Town, too. H-Town's going to be they're going to be glued to their sets.
Look, Houston knows when the draft lottery is. They're there every year.
Hey, you know what? I can't even have a comeback for that. That's pretty good. That's damn good. I like that. All right, speaking of H-Town, they lost to – how about this? DJ Augustine just signed with the Rockets.
Yep, finishing out the year.
Yeah, he's a Rock Nation guy, too. I actually found that out.
Yeah.
He signed with the Rockets. Random little nugget there. But the Rockets lose to the Grizzlies. Ja Morant made his return. Rockets lose 130-125. And it was Ja Morant, 24 minutes off the bench, 17 points. He had a dunk, though.
Oh,
man, this dude's a human highlight reel. He really is, man. That's the one guy that, like I said, I regret the dunk contest not becoming more of a rite of passage for all the star players in the NBA. Because that dude in a dunk contest would be so fascinating to watch. Because there are some dunks where I don't even think he's going to make it to the rim. Like, he's not going to make it to the rim
He just extends. I'm like, God, stretch Armstrong.
He does exactly what it is. I'm like, how'd he get there? That dude is a freak. So I'm glad he's playing again. Fun to watch. But how about this? The Rockets, man, I mean, as a Rockets fan, I know you don't have a lot to celebrate, but the starting lineup for them combined for 118. Of their 125 points.
Starters. No bench.
They really did. And, I mean, they really had KJ Martin end up with 31 points. Jabari Smith. Jalen Green had 32. Jabari Smith had 16. This is what Klay Thompson said about Jabari Smith. After the game, he said, how old is he? 20? And then they told him he was 19. He said, damn. That ain't the Houston Rockets that I'm used to playing against. The sky's the limit for him, Thompson said of Smith. He said, I wasn't even in the league at 19. I was a freshman in college. He has a nice-looking jump shot. He is a very talented young player, and if he keeps working, he is going to be with this franchise as long as he wants. So as a Houston Rockets fan, made me feel a little good.
There
made me
go.
Feel optimistic about the future of the Houston Rockets. All right, let's get to the Mavs because they had a really controversial play in that Mavs game. We've talked about it, and I'm sure everybody at this point have heard about this play that Mark Cuban now is filing a grievance over. So essentially what happened was it was a loose ball that, you know, basically on the end of the floor that the Mavs assumed that they got the ball, that the possession was called for them when the ball went out of bounds. But they also called a timeout. And with that timeout, both teams had to their bench. The referee changed. They say he changed the call. The ref claims, I was just signaling the timeout. I did not change possession. I signaled timeout. Mavs claim he basically changed possession during the break in play.
Yep.
So that essentially caused confusion, Mavs confusion. And the Mavs, assuming they were – I don't even know why the Mavs assumed that they were taking out the ball at half court. That didn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, the ball wasn't even close to half court. It was on the baseline, but I think because they called the timeout, they thought they were going to get the ball advanced, but you don't advance it on a ball that's knocked off your foot.
Yeah.
You can't advance it.
That's only if there's a violation of some sort. It seemed basically if it's a normal out-of-bounds call prior to the timeout, then you inbounce the ball at the same place all the time.
Yeah.
So you can't advance the ball in the third quarter, only the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter overtime, basically. What they're saying. So anyway, the Mavs, that was a brain fart by the Mavs. The Mavs should have assumed that the ball was coming half court. But the violation of the G code is kind of what Patrick brought up was, why didn't the officials, seeing the chaos, just say, whoa, Mavs, you're confused. Yeah. It's Golden State ball. You need to come defend. This is their ball. They saw the confusion and then decided, the Mavs.
They ain't coming over here.
They're SOL. It's not my responsibility to control the chaos. And they just gave the ball to the Warriors.
You don't go, hey, we're inbounding on the baseline. And then Mavs would go, we're inbounding on the baseline? We'll go. And I mean, this partly goes to, again, I hate to harp on it, but I will. Jason Kidd. that's a horrible coaching mistake, too.
That's
the fact that, he was like, I guess we're inbounding at halftime. What time of the game is it? Who cares? Let's get out of this game. I got dinner plans. Let's just get rid of this. They did that he wasn't immediately in the official's ear
he should have been on the floor.
All of those things. Yeah. And he just seems to be okay.
Yeah.
Like, he seems like – Jason Kidd seems like he'd be a much happier man if they missed the plan and he got to leave – he got to clear out his locker a little bit earlier.
Yeah, he got to go on vacation a little bit earlier than everybody else.
He looks like he's already got his fishing gear ready. He's ready to – like, I'm serious. If I was Mark Cuban – I get one of the assistants to finish out the season and be like, Jason Kidd, you are a pox on our franchise right now. I know you didn't want Christian Wood, and I know you didn't want us probably to draft Jaden Hardy, and I know you probably didn't trade away Dorian Finney-Smith. Yeah. It's not that I don't think he wanted Kyrie. He didn't want to trade away Dorian Finney-Smith. To him, it's like, you can't get rid of all my defenders and expect this still to work.
Yep.
But you have to be able to work with what you're given. And if you don't want to do that, then quit.
Yeah, solve the problem. You're a
coach.
Don't
just sit there and cash a paycheck and say, I don't care. And, I mean, this is the second time he has basically tried to get – he's left Dallas on bad terms, assuming that he will not be there next season after this finish. Because you remember he was drafted by Dallas and then hated the coach.
Yep.
He hated Jamal Mashburn and he hated Jim Jackson.
So he was not part of – what was it, Don Nelson? He didn't like Don Nelson?
No, this was before Don
Nelson. Yeah, this is when they had the triple – like the three
this
J's,
was triple J ranch.
Yeah. When they were like – when they had the Tony Braxton?
I believe it was Tony Braxton.
Because
it was Jimmy Jackson. It was Jimmy Jackson.
Oh, who's on TV. That's wild. That's crazy. You just showed Jimmy up. We just talked about the triple J's. That is creepy, dude. That is really creepy.
But no, it was that, and then she said that there was somebody, it was somebody else's deal, and they all went in the limo, and then Tony Braxton came out later and was like, I don't know any of them.
Yes, exactly. She like, it's a great point. I remember late, it was like a year later, she was like, I don't know what they're talking about. Like, I never even met any of these guys. I think, something tells me she was not being honest.
She was
They would just make that up with her.
I'll tell you what I think it was. I think it was Lamar Jackson in a wig.
Strikes again. Oh, man. Yeah. But anyway, the Mavs, listen, the Mavs are, they're in trouble. That's just the way it is. And I'll give Karch credit because when the trade was made for Kyrie Irving, and you say, and by the way, this experiment failing is not Kyrie Irving's fault. That's the most surprising thing. Yep. The assumption would be if it doesn't work, and Karch, you said it wasn't going to work. The thought would be it would be because Kyrie somehow sabotaged it, Kyrie somehow imploded, whatever. It is not Kyrie. Kyrie's been great, actually. Yeah. This thing is imploding more. I think Patrick may have hit the nail on the head. More about Jason Kidd and his lackadaisical, laissez-faire kind of attitude with this team. Remember, we have played cuts on this show of Jason Kidd in postgame where we cannot tell if he's being sarcastic or not.
Right.
And we played it like right after the trade. Like, is he being sarcastic? I'm not really sure. And since then, we realized he might have been sarcastic, but he was also, because he's since said, us not being completely healthy for a playoff run, not the end of the world. Nobody's dying. That's what he told the nobody's dying here. Is what he told the fans. And recently he said something. Oh, he said, I don't believe in taking timeouts.
Yeah,
in
that's
the
what
fourth
it was.
Quarter in crucial situations because it takes away confidence
from my
team. They believe that I don't have confidence in them to make the right decision. I was like, no, you're a coach. Call the timeout. What are you talking about, man?
Have you seen what this team does in crucial plays?
Mm-hmm. What are you doing? So I think you're right.
I'll tell you what, we don't even practice it either. We just scrimmage for a couple hours.
Yeah, he's checking out.
He's checked.
And I don't know when Mark Cuban's gonna get the message. But Jason Kidd is, like I said, he's. I think you guys are right. I think for the most part, he's upset about something. This is his passive aggressive way of showing his disdain.
Yeah.
But if you're a coach, dude, just go coach. Solve the problem. Coaches are problem solvers. Right now, they got a lot of problems, not a lot of solutions.
Ooh.
We come back. We'll get into – actually, we've got one more segment left. We'll get into a damn thing. We'll get into what's on tap on the other side. Let you know what's on tap before we get out of here right here on Ball Don't Lie, 104.9 The Horn.
Pop a top again.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this
pan? Oh, yeah. I've been known to drink a beer or two.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion, sir.
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wait, it's already 5 o'clock here. It's time for What's on Tap.
How about a nice cool drink?
That is really good.
That is good.
Pop a top again.
All right, welcome back to Ball Don't Lie right here on 104.9 The Horn. Man, right now we're watching tournament games, so everybody's distracted. Just watched a great in-between-the-legs pass.
Yeah, man, no look.
Nutmegged himself. No look, in-between-the-legs pass assist for the dunk. That was nice. That was really nice. Right now, Arkansas losing to UConn 38-25, and you have K-State up on Michigan State 50-46. If you missed any part of any of the shows, please go to hornfm.com. You can catch up with them on the podcast page right there. All right, what's on tap for you, Harge? I think I know what's
on
tap.
You already know what it is.
Yeah, we all know.
Yeah, and I think the same for Patrick, and I think the same for you.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, tomorrow we will be at Golffinity from 3 to 7. Come out and hang out with us. I know a lot of people are probably going to be at Dell Match Play. Don't worry about it. If you're not going to Dell Match Play, they'll have it up on the big screens for you. We will be there having a good time. Bring your clubs and just enjoy.
And trust me, you don't have to go out there with clubs or even with the intention on playing golf at all. It's a great setup. It's like a big sports bar out there. So you can go out there. They got a bar for you can just go kick it at the bar. They got TVs everywhere. They got couches, places to sit. Place is huge. So don't think just because it's called Golffinity, you got to go out there to play golf.
Exactly. They got a full bar for you,
too. They got a full bar. It's a great place. I can't wait to go out there tomorrow and hang out. Need to remind everybody out there to go to hornfm.com. We got a lot of goodies up there for you. Just want to remind everybody just real quick that if you want to win, you got a chance to win a pair of tickets to the championship, to the women's championship, women's basketball tournament, and the men's. You can do that by going to hornfm.com. You can register now for a pair of tickets for the women's basketball tournament for the big game at American Airlines Center in Dallas, or for the men's basketball tournament for the big game at NRG Stadium in Houston. All right, courtesy of our good friends at Syntex Tickets. Go to hornfm.com.
And don't sign up under the name Ken Francis.
Don't sign up under Ken Francis. You must be 18 or older to win. Tickets do not include travel or lodging. Thanks to Patrick for all your hard work, brother. You are the man, the real MVP. And thanks to you, Harge. We appreciate you as always. And thanks to you guys out there for listening. Remember, the revolution will not be televised. We'll be talking about it right here on Ball Don't Lie. We love you guys. We do mean that. Take care of yourselves, but more importantly, take care of each other. Peace.